The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hello, darlings. Sorry I'm late. I was having a moment. Okay, let's do this. So, this is how it went. I was silenced by a global corporation for speaking up against racism and unequal pay in the workplace. This caused a strange freeze trauma response and a paranoia that wasn't great for my relationships, personal or professional. And in the thick of that, I had an awkward confrontation with an agent who dramatically dropped me. Whilst all that was going on, one of my favourite aunts was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And to cope, I went to the only place that ever felt like hope, home, success, or love. New York. New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made out. There's nothing you can...
Okay, super orcs.
Sorry, by super orcs, I mean awkward. Strange abbreviations that will happen throughout the Mondo logs. Super orcs. But maybe what I actually mean is devastating, actually. It is. It really was. And that's okay, because life sometimes is. Life manages to swing from miraculous, hopeful deep dives of love and glorious emotion. And then, well, shit shows. Kind of like what we're in now. Ish. Except now there's spring and there are dates that we can look forward to, days that we might be free, although I will talk later about the freedom that we can find when we deep dive and go inside through meditation and self-love, but free as we once knew it. And there are vaccines that we can debate over, feel worried and shit about, but have anyway, because we want so much to travel again. Ah, okay. Those of you that don't know me personally might be listening to this and wondering about my voice. So I'm going to start with that to give you a bit of background as to who I am and why I'm doing this. So I am a trained actor. I went to Brit School, then I went to drama school, then I worked with the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Darling, what are you in at the moment?
Darling, what are you in at the moment?
Oh, nothing. Oh, well, I'm about to open at the
agents. It all sounds really nice, except... Yeah, I mean, it was lovely, except, ... life happens. I loved acting. I really enjoyed it and I love storytelling, hence reintroducing the Mondo log. But a lot of shit went down, and as we mostly now know in the industry, there's a lot of racism, a lot of injustice, and I don't want to make excuses, but you know, let's just say maybe I would have had a part if there were more parts available when I was actually acting. So yes, there's a storytelling foundation, and as I mentioned earlier, I was silenced by a global corporation that was born from an incident that happened on set. And it was that moment for me, see what I'm doing there, a Mondo moment. It was that moment in my life that I realized that I couldn't push on in the industry. And what happened was I was seeking healing and peace, and I found yoga. Now, I had been practicing yoga for some time before I decided that I'd go to India for a teacher training course. I'd known that there was peace to be found from getting to know my body, exploring the mind-body-soul connection. And I've always been a spiritual seeking soul. Stories of me as a child ending up in kitchens with people's parents and grandparents, asking them what they thought they were here on this earth to do. So I've been a seeker, and the pain and the hurt from acting led me to the yoga. And so I went on this journey of healing and learning and praying and meditating. And it was really beneficial. And I believe that I will always have some service in this realm. But at the heart of my teachings is storytelling. Some people listening to this will also know me as a model. And through modeling, I was able to tell stories in images and allow myself to be seen so that other young girls who look like me might also see themselves and feel worthy and beautiful. Modeling, acting, activism, storytelling, all of these areas make up parts of my soul. And so you're probably putting the pieces together now as to why I opened Mondo Moments with Shingi, a musical storytelling, wisdom speaking goddess who also went to the Brit School. And then I moved on to Joycelyn, who is an exceptional, brilliantly smart, intelligent change maker studying at Cambridge. And I ended with Janelle, a yoga practitioner making waves and merging the worlds of activism and spirituality. These women aren't just people that I admire and adore for the ways that they show up in this world. They represent parts of my heart in different ways. And I think Mondo Moments will look like that. I will have people on who are involved in industries and work that I know nothing about, but the core and the heart of what they will be about is bringing light into areas that are sometimes unseen, being unapologetically themselves, and telling stories, or telling their story, as truthfully as they can. This has been a Mondo log. I was encouraged to do this by my producer, and I hope you've liked it. Please let me know. Feeling a little bit awks about putting it out there. But yeah, this is me. Oh, one last thing I will add is I'm 40% yogi, Zen, meditation. I'm off to a Vipassana. 20% fabulous, where's my hat, green juice darling. 20% activism, so that's 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. And then the final 20%, I'm a nomadic Ugandan traveler. So expect all of those bits of me, and I'll try my best to be honest, kind, patient, open, and I will try my level best to honour the art of listening as we create space in our bodies and our ears to see and hear each other. And maybe a meaningful conversation can lead to meaningful change. Thank you so much. Do you think I should delete the bit where I'm working out what the 20% and the 20% and the 20% is from 40%? I am that bad at maths. God, awkward. Thank you for listening. If you are enjoying Mondo Moments, please remember to subscribe, like, and share.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.